Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise to speak about the importance of today, January 28th, which is National Data Privacy Day in the United States. Mr. President, each of us in this body has a family member, a friend, a neighbor, or more importantly, a constituent who has been affected by having their personal data stolen. It truly is the crime of the 21st century. Mr. President, as a Commonwealth, we need to do more to better protect the data of those we serve, the residents of Pennsylvania. Too often, government is the last to respond to the rapidly changing world around us, and that is not acceptable. We must be proactive in protecting the sensitive information that is held by the state and other governmental entities. Mr. President, last week, the senator from Jefferson County appointed me to serve on the Senate Communications and Technology Committee. I'm exceedingly grateful for the opportunity to serve on this committee because we have many great and challenging issues confronting our Commonwealth when it comes to how we best secure our data to ensure that we safeguard the personal information that government compels Pennsylvanians to disclose so that we're not only meeting industry standards, but we become a leader in this area for the 21st century. I'm proud to sponsor these pieces of legislation in the Senate to address this important issue. We've seen cyber attacks severely impact the Departments of Education, Human Services, and Corrections over the last few years. These aren't just anecdotes. These are real-life situations with real consequences. Mr. President, we must move our Commonwealth's information technology systems into 2019 standards because if the past is a guide, then standards need to become more and more up to the modern era so that when these attacks happen, our state government will not leave our taxpayers, our citizens, our employees vulnerable. And that is why I'm joining my colleague from Lancaster County, Senator Ryan Aument, to overhaul and modernize our state's IT systems. Our bill would consolidate the administration and management of the state's IT under the Office of Information Technology, so we're better prepared to deal with the cyber threats of tomorrow and in the years to come. Another bill I'm sponsoring will best protect our students who continue to see every aspect of their school and home lives become more and more digital with every passing year. This bill provides policies and protections for the collection and use of student data to ensure that we are safeguarding our next generation. In addition, I will introduce a bill to address how data breaches are managed in Pennsylvania moving forward, including notifications for residents who may have had their data stolen or compromised in the event of a data breach in state government. It would provide a remedy for those who have their personal information compromised in a data breach as well. The bill is also forward-thinking in assigning responsibilities for developing future policies to ensure that all branches of our state government are doing everything in their power to reduce the risk of future data breaches in Pennsylvania. Mr. President, these bills are important because the scope of the problem is so staggering. A 2018 identity fraud report found that there was almost $17 billion stolen in 2017 from consumers who were notified about their personal data being exposed to a data breach. IBM found that the worldwide average cost for each data breach in 2018 was $3.86 million, an increase of 6.4% from the prior year. Here in the United States, the average cost of a data breach is $7.91 million, the most costly of any nation in the world. And based on the data, this issue is only going to get worse with each passing year. We are currently not taking seriously the damage that a cyber attack could inflict, nor are we adequately guarding the valuable commodity our present system of cyber defense is called upon to protect. Mr. President, I encourage my colleagues to review these bills and to join me so that we can ensure that all Pennsylvanians are better protected from having their personal information fall into the wrong hands. Thank you, Mr. President.